Welcome, everybody, to the world's greatest action sports podcast. That's right. This is the Monday Mass. And this week's episode is being recorded on a Tuesday. I don't know. It happens. We're going to be doing some multimedia stuff. Todd's going to be joining via Zoom from a distant location in a place called Holy Boly Land. We're going to get the full scoop on what Todd is doing right now, where he's at, who he's with, why is it happening? Yes, that's snowboarding. But there's so much to talk about. This is a special episode because we have actual fans of the show joining in with their thoughts on what some people are calling the most controversial call of the entire Rip Curl Narrabeen Cup regarding Italo Ferreira, which we'll get to later. But now let's talk about the sponsors of this show. As you all know, these sponsors are hand-selected by us. We love and enjoy all the products that these sponsors make or services they provide. We stand by them. And that includes Bubs Naturals. Bubs Naturals, collagen, MCT oil in powder form. I use it every single morning in my coffee. 2 scoops of collagen, 1 scoop MCT. My hair is growing faster. My nails are growing faster, stronger. I feel more sturdy. My bones, my joints, etc. And a little bonus that we've noticed, myself, my fiance, when making meals for our kids, ages 9 and 12, is you can sneak some collagen in the, you know, in the mac and cheese. It's not a bad thing. They can't taste it. All they just know they're getting something extra, something to make them stronger. And that's a good byproduct of the Bubs Naturals, is that there's no flavor element, so you can literally put it in anything. We put it in soups, mac and cheese, all over the place. We love Bubs, and you should too. Use the code Monday. I believe the code is Monday. I should know these things. DM me if you'd like the code, and I'll hook you up. I can just double check too, right here. Is, you know, it's something good. Yeah, use the code MASS20. Use the code MASS20 on Bubs. That's what's up. Also, Beneath Apparel, BN3TH Apparel on the gram. Beneath Apparel is celebrating Earth Month. They celebrate it all year round with their sustainability efforts. You know, every product that they sell made with the tencel is going to equate to a tree being planted. So whatever you buy from Beneath Apparel with the tencel fabric inside, a tree's going to get planted. We're talking about all the classics, the pajamas, the sleepwear. Use the code Beneath Apparel. We've got a code there too. I believe that code is Monday. Monday, Beneath Apparel. Use that code. That's I can tell you that. Hanson Surfboards, at Hanson Surfboards. You can go to hansonsurfboards.com and shop online. So instead of supporting a juggernaut evil empire like Amazon, you can go and support a local institution, a global institution, Hanson Surfboards. K2 Snowboarding, snow season is not over. K2 Snowboarding has your snowboarding needs covered. Boots, boards, bindings, everything you need. K2 Snowboarding. It's the good stuff, too. They've been doing it for a minute. YouOnline.com. YouOnline. You. Check out the brand new episode of Cantori and You featuring the one and only Perry Farrell. Jane's Addiction, Porno for Pyros, etc. Great combo there. New Greens, at New Greens. Are you still with me? Are you still listening to these commercials? You should be, because New Greens provides all the nutrients you need in a powder form. You drink it up. And it provides lots of vitamins, minerals, etc. for your body. NanoCraft CBD. NanoCraft CBD. They've got an incredible action sports team. And that includes myself and Todd Richards, both of us on the NanoCraft CBD program. Todd uses it every night to sleep. I use it basically every morning in my coffee. I use it if I'm feeling sore, anxiety, etc. NanoCraft CBD. Adventure.io, at Adventure.io, We've got some new adventures happening. I actually just got hip to a new adventure going on. This is something that's right here in Encinitas, California. And this is an adventure that features the incredible Rob Machado. And if I could find the actual verbiage, like a moron, I should have had this. So basically, Rob Machado and Vuori Clothing. See, I know where this is. I know what's going on here. I should know what's going on here. They have teamed up to create an incredible adventure for you. And you're basically going to have to get the app, sign up for it, download it. We got the Adventure.io, Vuori Wellness Retreat. This is in San Diego, California. Event dates May 13th through the 16th. And basically, you're investing in your own happiness. Trust me when I say this is going to be awesome. 30 guests. You get to hang with Vuori's finest ambassadors. You're going to do yoga. You're going to surf. You're going to stay at the Pendry in San Diego. This is a big deal. This is a good one. You get to surf with Rob Machado. And trust me when I say this will make your life better. I mean, what better way can I describe it? Adventure.io, get the app now. That was our extended but very meaningful sponsor block. Now we are going to jump into a Zoom call with my partner, Todd Richards. Where are you, Todd?
Go. Start. Go.
I'm going. Jeez.
Oh, we're recording. Hey, we're live here from the line at Mount Hood in Oregon. We have Griffin Siebert and Austin Sweeten. And we're here. We're here, Chris.
Wow. You're hanging out with cooler people. You're hanging out with cooler people than me in a cooler place. And hey, you look great, as always. Where are you? In the parking lot?
We're in the parking lot. I'll give you a pan around. Give you a panoramic of what's happening. We got the homies.
Nice little pano shot there.
Majestic Mount Hood. And we are up here. We're doing Foley. Yesterday was, let me get out of the wind so we can actually do a proper podcast. Yep. Yesterday was opening day. It was super fun. I got sunscreen on my nose now because we're going to do another full day up here. And yeah, it's a good time.
For those people that don't know, what is Holy Bowly? This is not a quote unquote snowboarding contest, but it's something much cooler maybe.
It's kind of like a super session of transition fun here. It's put on this year by Quicksilver and Mervin and a lot of other great sponsors that I can't remember at this moment. But it's just a transition festival. And just kind of very surfy event. There's not a lot of giant airtime, like triple corking bullshit happening. It's just mainly like finding transitions. It's really fun. There's such a eclectic mix of snowboard talent up here. It's rad.
Love to hear it. I know you don't have much time. I want to get you back on the mountain as soon as possible. We're going to rifle through some things. I've done the advertising portion by myself. You can thank me for that later. Yep. And later on in the show, I got a bunch of people that called in to defend their stance on the Italo Air controversy, which is where we'll start. I'll do that later. But now, what was your take on it? I know you've been in the mountains. The contest is over, but people are still talking. Yesterday, I spent 23 and a half hours on Instagram like a nerd. I just got, I got addicted. I got super into it. And there was a lot of banter, a lot of talk. So let's just start with your opinion. Did Italo make his aerial? Should he have made that heat? Go.
We watched it here. We were all really into the comp. And okay, so here's, what was Italo's score for that? Like a 1.5 or something? Incredibly low.
Yeah, 1.77 or something.
Okay. So here's my take on that. Like, he stomped, but got gobbled. Like, it wasn't like he was off balance on his land. It wasn't like he was off balance in the air. He didn't land in the whitewash, lay down and stand up. He kind of stomped and then got basically gobbled up by the whitewash behind him. But so my opinion is I don't think he was going to get a big score, but it wasn't a one. Okay. You know, that score was not it wasn't like a full, I don't know. There was a partial make in there.
Well, I know I always, you and I both do this. We oftentimes equate surfing to snowboarding, skateboarding, and other sports. Right. So I would equate this to a snowboard landing with a hefty hand drag, and maybe even a landing to, you know, like you stomp the landing, you ride for a couple feet.
And then an avalanche and then, takes you out?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, basically.
So I mean, would that be a make?
I don't, you know, it would be like, the way that I look at it is that I think Italo, he should have at least gotten a score for, the composure in the air and the takeoff and landing and everything was freaking perfect. He couldn't have done it better, but he just kind of got gobbled.
Right. So well, that's the debate. And like I said, people are still talking about it, and that's a good thing because I believe surf nerdery around the contest is really reached an all-time high. People are just amping, talking about it in and out of the water everywhere. So it's a good thing for everybody. And like I said, I'm going to address everybody's voice memos later on in the show.
Do you got voice memos?
I got voice memos. I got like 10 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. I was really in it in social media yesterday. And I deleted everything last night because I felt like it was all going really negative. So I did one of those.
So obviously you watched the rest of the comp, right?
I did watch the rest of the comp. Would you like to know what happened?
I know. I watched it. We this is what we did after we got off the hill. We watched the whole comp. And the next thing I'd like to talk about is Frederico Marias' kind of weird tangle up with Gabby.
What's
your opinion on that?
I actually missed that.
Yeah, well, it was
that a big deal?
You know, Gabby it was Gabby just doing some Gabby shit and, you know, being a super aggressive paddler, but like on top of Frederico, like to the point where he, you know, in my opinion, he kind of obstructed his line of paddling into a wave.
Okay.
You know, but he didn't get penalized for it, but it was like some just your general weird Gabriel Medina bullshit in the water.
Gabbiness? He was just getting
it was,
Gabby.
Yeah, he was really Gabby.
Getting Gabby in the lineup. Well,
had a case of the Gabs.
It worked out for him because at the end of the day, Gabriel Medina got the win, now in the number one spot on the championship tour. Our guy, Connor Coffin, coming through with a second place finish and doing it his way. Power, style, flow. Loved it.
I felt bad for Connor, though, because like within the first 3 minutes of that heat, like Gabby had already like dropped two nines and the waves just weren't, they just weren't big enough for Connor to do anything to get big scores. Like he was basically, you know, a victim of the waves. I mean, I know Connor has an air game, but I don't think it's anywhere as close to like, you know, being touched by an angel.
That's, and like Gabby is definitely smart. Touched by many angels.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. I actually read on Connor's Instagram. I mean, he is elated. Not only did he get one of his best results ever, a second place finish, but he put it really well. He's like, how fun is it or amazing to get the chance to surf against an on fire Gabriel Medina, who we have to consider one of the greatest to ever competitively surf, let's say. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's someone that plays the game really well as far as like being – a competitor, obviously, you know, you like if there's like a consistent swell, like yesterday it got really consistent towards the end of that contest. There was a lot of waves and there's no way that you're going to take him down because he's just, you know, he's an animal when it comes to being able to manufacture out of like waist to chest high waves.
Definitely.
So
beastly.
Yeah.
It might not be pretty, but it's going to be amazing. And that's what Gabriel does every time. Moving on. So next, we're going out west. We're going to Western Australia for the next event coming soon. The whole carnival, the whole circus, moving across town to Western Australia for the upcoming event. It's going to be awesome. And I think we're going to see a whole, well, we're definitely going to see Gabriel Medina, Italo, maybe John. John's not going as good as we all thought.
But, you know, that kind of thing can happen too. It can obviously, it can motivate a person to surf a lot better. I mean, Margaret River is someplace where John is pretty comfortable. So
no one's ever surfed Margaret River as good as John did that one year.
So he just, you know, he needs to tap into his program.
Agreed. On the women's side, we finally see Caroline Marks living up to expectations, getting the win over Tatiana Weston Webb, all goofy footers in the final. And now both of these surfers are going into more waves that would probably shine their strengths. Both of them, you know, will charge if the waves get big. So right now, Caroline Marks in form and Tatiana Weston Webb putting herself right up there in that kind of big three conversation.
And she moved water, you know. It's you watch her surf, and she's got just deep turns. And it was kind of cool to watch, like, Tatiana Weston Webb, like, you know, Tati was had to do airs, you know. Yeah. She had to do airs. You saw her, like, in that heat. She was, like, just everywhere. She was all around the inside just trying to find a ramp to do something with, which is cool. I mean, you want to have surfers that push each other to, like, kind of progress the sport. And I feel like, you know, that's the only way things are going to move in that direction, is if you're forced to adapt.
Good. I agree. Love to see it. Now, in free surfing news, did you watch Rage 3?
No.
No, you're not Stab Premium, bro.
No, I'm on Stab Premium. I just didn't get around to watching that. You know what I did watch, though? Let's go back a little bit in contest time, because there has been, you know, it's been since last Monday. And talk about, speaking of Rage, the Italo stomp out.
Yes.
Bolt. Yeah.
I liked it. It's weird because it's really counterintuitive to kind of my ethos normally, but I do like seeing anger and aggression let out in that way. It reminds me of, you know, skater focusing their board, or, you know, just a baseball player breaking a bat over his knee. It's cool to see that kind of, you know, that's a different kind of passion. I know a couple people were calling him out, but I mean, these guys are race car drivers, you know, their stuff gets smashed all the time. So I like to see that.
I thought it was pretty cool. Like, there's been a couple of really funny memes about it so far. Like, I saw one that was like his workout routine when he was in quarantine, and then when he does the backflip, he lands on the surfboard, which is amazing.
Good. Gotta send
and
that
breaks
one.
It. And then there was another one that was New Order.
Oh,
where, you know, it's like,
people are so fast with the memes. We gotta learn how to make proper memes like that. What is it? Photoshop? Yeah. Is it editing or something that we don't know how to do yet?
I feel like that would suck up all the rest of my time. Half of the shit, I'm just photoshopping your head on people.
I know.
Never mind.
So open that next skill set.
It's Pandora's box.
That was awesome. Did you watch Mikey February in in his latest Sonic Souvenirs?
Yeah, Mikey Feb's new vid is it's must watch for me.
God, so good. So good. Yeah, that's an easy one. What else we got? Did you see? This is awesome because nobody was injured. You're minding your own business. You're surfing in Florida. It's a small day, but there's an air show happening just inland a little bit. And next thing you know, a World War II P-31 comes crash landing into the lineup, literally.
Yeah.
30 feet from the shore.
It was came out of the Bermuda Triangle. It was Amelia Earhart. She just
we found her. Thank God.
Found her.
Kelly Slater even got excited about that. We got the ISA World Surfing Games coming up, Todd. I'm going down there, El Salvador. But the news this morning came that the newest team, the 109th nation competing in the World Surfing Games, is the Ukrainian Surfing Federation.
I feel like there's a joke in there somewhere.
No, this is all seriousness right here. Ukrainian Surfing Federation.
Oh, wow.
Now we have 109 nations competing. And again, this is an event you got to watch. You got to watch early because it's really fun to see, you know, a member of the Ukrainian Surfing Federation going up against Kelly Slater or Julian Wilson. This is where you're going to see that matchup nowhere else in the world. 109 nations competing. This year's WSG World Surfing Games is going to be the biggest, best ever. That's happening in El Salvador at the end of the month, the last chance for surfers to qualify for the Olympics. Looking forward to watching that. And I know, Todd, you're going to be tuning in because we're going to be doing this podcast with me in El Salvador and you here in America.
How's the Wi-Fi in El Salvador?
I don't know, but we shall see. We shall see. I got any more surf news for me from the mountain?
Hey, Todd. Sure, bro. Bye, Austin. Austin Sweeten's heading up on the hill. I'm going to join him in a minute.
Okay. Lucky.
Yeah. Sorry.
You ride some rippers today.
It's been pretty entertaining up here. Like, these kids are really freaking good, and it makes you ride better, you know?
I like it. I like to hear
that. This old dog can still hunt.
So what about the snowboarding news? Let's skip to snowboarding news brought to you by K2. You got any news from the mountain, any breaking stuff that you have because you've been hanging out with all these cool boarders? Cool boarders.
I am hanging out with cool boarders. I think now, you know, it's just like hanging with these dudes and kind of talking about everyone trying to button up their seasons. And we just had Brian Fox and Ida. And Blake Paul just got back from the most skunked out trip in Alaska. That was like horrible. They were up there for and got nothing done. So this is kind of the panic time where a lot of people are trying to like their video parts by going to Alaska. But I guess the weather's been kind of crazy. But I guess really fun snowboarding news. We have the two natural selection overall winners. And
That was
a pretty big deal. We had, you know, speaking of Austin Sweeten, his main squeeze, Robin Van Ginn. She won the overall and went home with a new Ford Bronco and a brand new sled, like snowmobile.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Those new Broncos are pretty sick, I got to say.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really insane prize.
It's a huge prize. Congrats to Robin Van Ginn.
Yeah, and then, you know, the final of natural selection was done at the in Trujillo. I don't fucking know. Trujillo, yeah. Mountain range.
You say Trujillo.
You say Trujillo.
Tortilla.
Tortilla range in Alaska.
Tortilla but, Mountain. Mikkel.
It was insane. Mikkel Bang put down a performance on some crazy steep terrain. Did a backside 540 off like a 30-foot cliff, basically, in like 40-degree terrain. And it was a great show. So Mikkel Bang won. Robin won for the women. Overall, it was a success in COVID times. To pull this event off in these crazy, challenging times was a feat unto itself. But I think it's a great start for this type of competition.
Hell yeah. Well, with that being said, I'm going to let you start your competition. I know you're.
Is there skate news?
There on the mountain. I don't really have any skate news, to be honest.
I do.
What's your skate news?
The new Toy Machine video just came out. Also, we watched this morning, God, what the hell is that kid's name? He has a new baker partner from Italy who's unfucking real.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
there's lots of skateboard news happening right now too. But
so yeah we had I mean, if you go to Thrasher right now, you've got a bunch of new drops. You've got a crooked drop. You've got the new Toy Machine. You've got that Jocko
Brian and
B-sides.
Brian Anderson's part in the crooked video we watched that this morning too was nutty,
epicness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else? You got Ace Trucks dropped a new video. Illegal Civ. So tons of skateboarding out now. The breakout star of the new Toy Machine video, brand new kid, Braden Hobbit. Gnarly.
Oh, and check this out for crossover skate and snow news. Tony Hawk apparently is doing a project with K2 snowboards. I think there's going to be a birdhouse, K2/Tony snowboard.
I've been seeing Tony pop up on the K2 gram.
he's been ripping around. So there's going to be something coming next year with that, which is kind of neat.
Nice. We got some, I like that crossover news segment. Yep. Skate news, snow news, nerd news. Have you been doing anything nerdy up there?
Well, here's my nerd news for this week. Do you remember that animated show I hooked you into last year called Love, Death, and Robots?
Yes.
Yes, that's back in May.
No way.
Is coming back.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really cool. I can't wait to see that. Other nerd news, there's a new Resident Evil game coming out. Remember that game?
Yeah.
So there's a new one of those things coming out. And then, I feel like that Mortal Kombat movie comes out like next week. So it's pretty good time to be a nerd. Oh, and Comic-Con is coming back to San Diego, but it's not. It's going to be over the weekend of Thanksgiving in some weird capacity.
Yeah, later on in the year.
Later on.
Yeah. I've seen they're starting production on a couple exciting properties.
The new Lord of the Rings series.
The new Lord of the Rings series, and also a new Mad Max is in production right now in Australia.
With Chris Hemsworth, I guess.
I saw that, and I don't know if I like that, but we'll see. I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt.
He's going to be mad buff.
Mad buff. Mad handsome. Mm-hmm. All right.
So Chris, I'm going to go on the hill. Look out. Let's look. Look at that.
Oh, nice. All right. Enjoy yourself. We'll see you next week in the studio. Have a great day. Do a slush turn for me, bro.
It'll be way better next week, we promise.
Yeah, this week's not going to be that good.
All right.
But we got you. Bye.
Bye.
And that was Todd Richards calling in from, where did he say? Mount Hood, Oregon. Todd's on the Oregon Trail at Holy Bully. We'll get more on that actual event next week. Now's the time. Okay, now's the time. This is kind of fun. So yesterday, April 19th, I spent 12 hours on Instagram defending my stance that Italo Ferreira did not ride out completely of his, I would say it was a back five. It's a whole other argument. But basically, I got on Instagram, started posting a bunch of stuff, reasons why. I felt like I had a lot of tact. I wasn't throwing anyone under the bus. Italo is going to be world champ. We don't have to worry about that. But I did like that people were so invested and so involved in this one call of an entire event. So let's get into some of these recordings. I asked everyone out there to give me a recording of what you think happened, why you think it was a make or a bail, and I got some pretty good responses. So let's start. First of all, let's start with Chad Towersey from OC Insta News. Chad's always got a controversial yet informed take on many things, including surfing. So let's listen to Chad Towersey's take on the Italo controversy.
Hello, Chris Cote, you absolute savage. This is Uncle Tito weighing in or dropping in on this heated debate surrounding the Italo backside air 540, air 360, full rotation, air reverse. I don't even think we know what this maneuver is called yet. And that brings me back to the main problem here. I don't know what the rules say regarding a make or a ride out in the WSL rulebook. So we need to start there. We need to make names for these maneuvers and stick to that. We also need rules which say, hey, riding it out means you have to ride it out in the whitewash and not just land on your feet cleanly. That's first and foremost. The second point I want to make, if this was backdoor and a massive barrel and he snuck out the doggy door, came out quickly on his feet, but then got absolutely annihilated, that would have been a 10. They would have counted that a clean ride. So are airs and barrels on the same level? Because if that was a floater, it's not going to get scored. If it's an off the lip and he came down cleanly but didn't ride it out in the whitewash, it's not going to be considered a make. So we need clear-cut rules on what a make is. So to wrap this all up, this sport is based on judging. judging is subjective. It's filled with opinions. So we need rules in place to make this a fair and level playing field for all surfers. Everyone should be judged on the same criteria. But these guys keep setting the scale. And as we know, most of these guys have never even been above the lip in their entire life.
Good take there from Uncle Tito, a.k.a. Chad Towersy, a.k.a. OC Insta News. Now, this is an interesting one, and a lot of people have brought up the point of if it was a closeout barrel, you ride out of the barrel, you get hit by the wave, it's still considered a make. And I would agree, but this is a different maneuver. I do like what Chad said about if it was a cutback or a snap and then the whitewater hit him, it would be an absolute no-go, no-brainer. But I do, I'm actually curious as to the rule book. I didn't dive in. I know a couple people have, and there was nothing in stone saying that, you know, how long a surfer had to stand up after riding, etc. But I do want to say that you can judge surf events and you can judge errors without actually having the ability to do those errors. In this case, you know, I think I stand by my reasoning that you got to get up, you got to ride out. Gabriel Medina did really exactly the same thing in his quarterfinal or semifinal, I believe, and a perfect example of riding out completely. But thank you, Chad. Thank you, Uncle Tito, for joining in. That was a well thought out argument.
Hey Chris, this is Tristan here from the Ocean Guiding Center in Fuerteventura. So I reckon it was a make because he landed and rode for a couple of seconds in front of the whitewash before it caught up with him and knocked him off. And there you go. So it's like saying, would you count it if you came out of a barrel through the doggy door and standing up and then the whitewash behind you knocks you off. Anyway, funny thing, seeing as you might listen to this, is that I met you once when you were in party mode in the commune. You invited us into your penthouse little suite, and then you were just bouncing off the walls, mate. Fucking funny. Good times.
I do remember vaguely a couple nights at Commune, which was a kind of surf resort. Basically, it's more of a party resort, and sometimes there's surfing happening in and around it. Commune in Australia on the Gold Coast, a wild, wild place. And thank you, Tristan, for reminding me of those epic times. And good take on the Italo make and or bail. I just disagree. I know, again, a lot of people are calling the barrel ride out doggy door situation, but it's a completely different maneuver. And, you know, again, if you look at all sports that are judged from gymnastics to skateboarding to everything in between, I mean, you got to land things clean. This, to me, if you want to broaden our example, you would think, okay, if a gymnast did a perfect freaking flippy spin floor routine, landed and took a big step back or fell after landing, the score is going to be lower. That's what happened to Italo. Who's up next? We've got Brian Stanton, an absolute ripper. This guy was a hero of mine growing up and still is. He's killing it at life. And Brian actually Brian's a good guy to know if you want to surf cool places. He's involved with a surf resort or a house, a private surf camp kind of setup down in Nicaragua that is amazing. And lately, he's been working in Waco. He has a ranch called Stanton Waco Surf Ranch, and the place is amazing. So, you should check out Stanton_Waco_surf_ranch to find out more. Now let's hear Brian's take on the Italo call.
Italo landed the air, but I wouldn't qualify it as a make. The whitewash blasted the tail of his board, and he clearly knew it wasn't a make either, or else he wouldn't have been stroking to try to get back into the whitewash.
Ah, the smoking gun, the stroking gun. Great call there from Brian Stanton. Former national team, NSSA national team standout. I think he was probably junior champion at some, I don't know, Brian Rips, regardless. So that was a really astute observation. Italo did not do the best job of selling his make to the judges. If you're pushing in the whitewater, trying to, you know, generate speed to stand back up, you've obviously missed that wave. So right there, that observation proves the point that even Italo knew it wasn't a complete make. Thank you for that, Brian.
How can you say it wasn't a make when he clearly lands on his feet and rides out of it, but then the white water catches up to him? If you're going to say that wasn't a make, then you have to say Medina's one where he shoots a three afterwards also isn't a make. I mean, how far do people have to ride the wave all the way to the sand for it to be a make? Seriously?
That was Brendan O'Mara. I mean, and he sounds pissed, and I like it. That's passion for what we all love, surfing and debating this stuff. So you answered your own question right there. It was a make, and then the whitewater hit him and knocked him over. So thus a non-make. And just for the sake of this debate, I'm only talking about Italo's air. That if he doesn't win the world title at the end of the year, people may look back on and go, well, he was robbed back then, which he was not because he didn't make it. Thanks for the call, Brendan. Up next, a guy named Tombstoning.
The reason why it was a make is because he landed flat and he was in the flats and he had clear control. And if there was a priority situation, then he could have landed flat in then split second and then kicked the board out before the whitewater even took him out to try to get back out faster. And he could have made the case for that, that he was, as soon as he landed, he kicked his board out because he was in a priority situation and he wanted to do a paddle battle to get back out faster. He didn't need to ride out that any further. If it was especially like, a priority situation, the judge could see that it was a priority situation. They would know exactly why he kicked out that quick and just threw the board away.
Another good point, another argument that a lot of people had was, and I agree with this, if Italo had sold it to the judges, just like Gabriel did with the three-point shot a couple times, if he would have done like some, you know how you straighten out in whitewater and you kind of do a bottom turn and go under it and kick out the back of the wave, something like that. More, I mean, I hate to say it, but maybe more of a claim would have sold it to the judges. And that split second, had he even just kicking out his board could have been the difference. Either way, thanks for calling in. Tomb_stoning. And now here's a guy with some heavy credentials weighing in on the subject. This is Jimmy Wilson, a.k.a. Jimmy Kane.
Chris and Todd, I think this is pretty hilarious, all this debate, all the crying and whinging over Italo's air, but let's just think about it this way. Replace that air with a cutback, a really good cutback, gouges the hell out of it, kind of sticks it but doesn't push out of the wave. They're not going to count that. This is the same thing. This is 2021. You got to land the damn air.
Exactly. Exactly. We got to hold these surfers accountable for landing this shit and doing it proper. This whole argument has been nothing against the skill or the, you know, how good Italo is. He's the best. He does the best airs of anyone. And that being, you know, that is a case in itself. He's got to land these things clean. I mean, if we're going to throw out 10s for maneuvers, unless they're just out, I mean, whatever, upside down, criticals, all that stuff. If we're going to start critiquing and making claims about maneuvers, these surfers need to land them cleanly, just like they do in snowboarding, skateboarding, gymnastics. I know you guys are probably sick of me saying that, but it's true. Hold the surfers accountable. Make them earn it. Land clean. No Hail Marys. If you land on your back, points deducted. Land it clean. Couple more. Here's Hachos Shapes with his take.
What's up, Chris? Dan Hatchman from Hatchoff Shapes here. I'd like you to consider an analogy where a skateboarder jumps down a stair set, lands the trick, bolts, and then before getting to ride out, slam into a wall. So there's no opportunity for them to roll out completely. And before you say this doesn't happen in real life, head over to Jamie Foy's Instagram and watch him front crook a handrail and then slam into a wall. Food for thought. Over and out.
Yes, good call there, equating it to skateboarding. But here's the difference is that happens in skate videos. It does not happen in skate competition, which is kind of specifically what we're focused on here. I agree with you. In a skate video, you land, you roll a couple feet, and you have to jump off because of a grass or a wall or something. It's still a make. And if this air of Italo was in a video part, no one would be talking about it or complaining that it was or was not a make, because absolutely it's a make in a video part, but not in a contest. And that's the difference.
Yeah, bro, he fully stomped that one. He went to the stomping grounds and dominated.
And lastly, that was Wes Haven, a rapper and a ripper in his own right. And that's going to be it for this special edition, 420 edition. It probably seems like 420 the way this show is put together. But we have not indulged yet. Alas, we're waiting for 420 on for now. Have a great day, week. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Todd, for joining us, joining you. Thank you, Todd, for joining yourself on your show from Holy Bully. We'll be back next week with more. And I do, next week with more, with your questions. And I like doing these comments, so let's keep this up. See you next week.